This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. China announced more military drills around Taiwan as the self-governing island's president met with members of a new U.S. congressional delegation on Monday, threatening to renew tensions between Beijing and Washington after a similar recent visit by the U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi angered China. Pelosi was the highest-level member of the U.S. government to visit Taiwan in 25 years, and her trip prompted nearly 2 weeks of threatening military exercises by China, which claims the island as its own. In those drills, Beijing fired missiles over the island and into the Taiwan Strait and sent warplanes and naval ships across the waterway's midline, which has long been a buffer between the sides that split amid civil war in 1949. China accuses the U.S. of encouraging the island's independence through the sale of weapons and engagements between U.S. politicians in the island's government. Washington says it does not support independence, has no formal diplomatic ties with the island, and maintains the two sides should settle their own dispute peacefully. The U.S. Federal Aviation Administration says it's reducing flights around New York. More from AP's Ed Donahue.
The reason? Lack of staffing. Airlines and the FAA have traded blame for flight delays and cancellations this summer. The agency says departing and arriving flights could be delayed up to 2 hours at Kennedy International, LaGuardia, and Newark Liberty airports. Many of the complaints by airlines have focused on a flight control center in Jacksonville, Florida. The FAA has promised to increase staffing there.
That's AP's Ed Donahue reporting. And this is VOA News. The criminal probe of the 2020 election is heating up for former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani. We get more information from AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
Prosecutors in Atlanta have told Rudy Giuliani's lawyers that he is a target of their criminal investigation into possible illegal attempts by then-President Donald Trump and others to interfere in the 2020 general election in Georgia. Giuliani's lawyer says that the special prosecutor sent notification that the former New York mayor, later a lawyer for Trump, is a target of the investigation by Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis. Willis has said she is also considering calling Trump himself to testify before the grand jury. The former president has hired a criminal defense attorney in Atlanta. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The top UN envoy for Yemen says he is intensifying efforts to achieve an expanded truce between the warring parties that will hopefully lead to the start of talks on a ceasefire and preparations for resuming a Yemeni-led political process. Hans Grundberg told the UN Security Council Monday that the August 2nd agreement by the internationally recognized government and Houthi rebels to a two-month extension of the truce that began April 2nd continues the longest pause in fighting since Yemen's civil war began in 2014. He does warn, though, that failure to extend the truce will lead to renewed violence. Authorities say migrants were stopped fewer times at the U.S. border with Mexico in July than in June. That is a second straight monthly decline. Flows were still unusually high, particularly among nationalities less affected by pandemic-era rule Title 42 that denies migrants legal rights to seek asylum on grounds of preventing spread of COVID-19. In theory, Title 42 applies to all nationalities, but costs, diplomatic relations, and other considerations usually dictate who is expelled under the public health authority. Customs and Border Protection says authorities stopped migrants nearly 200,000 times at the Mexican border in July. That is down 4% since June. Recapping our top story, China announced more military drills around Taiwan as the island's president met with members of a new U.S. congressional delegation on Monday, threatening to renew tensions between Beijing and Washington after a similar recent visit by the U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi angered China. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.